The church gives us during Lent every 3 years. It's a cycle our gospels go in. This rather obscure gospel. In the coming weeks, we have the gospel of the prodigal son, which most people know about, right? This one's a little obscure, right? Jesus is speaking about these two disasters that happen, one at the hands of Pilate, the other with this tower falling and killing people. And then this reference to a fig tree. But he's pointing within here to the true understanding of what repentance is. And so I want to say just a simple word on repentance and a challenge for us. That he begins by accounting these two things in which there's a crisis, there's a disaster. And when bad things happen, there's this temptation within us. When something bad happens in the world, or something bad happens in your life, there's this temptation to think that God is doling out punishment. That if I've done something wrong, or something bad happens in my life, there's this temptation to sometimes think that God is punishing me. But this is something that Jesus is saying, not in the least. Because it's not understanding the true nature of who God is. Instead, he says, sin itself is its punishment. That God, as we see in that reading of Exodus, he is the source of all being and all life. When we sin, we turn away from him and we cut ourselves off from the very source of life. Sin is itself its punishment. And so Jesus is pointing to that as the great disaster that he wants us to avoid. And he points instead to this amazing human power of repentance. Repentance, which is this turning away from the things that hurt me and turning toward God. And that's not just a moment in time where I repent and that happens, but instead it's meant to be this full transformation, which is a whole different thing. Let me give you an example. Do you remember the Sunday right after 9/11? The churches, that Sunday right after 9/11, they were packed full all across the country. I remember our little church in Hazleton. It was packed full that Sunday. Even the village atheist came. It was incredible that in this time of this disaster, this tragedy, it does a funny thing to people, and people in that moment turn to God. But after a couple weeks, what happened? You guys remember, you know. Well, after a couple weeks, it was kind of just back to what it was before. People, their attentions had turned elsewhere. The repentance that Jesus speaks about is not just this thing that happens as a moment, but it's meant to be a transformation. That the turning away from the things that hurt me, from sin, that does happen in a moment. But the being turned toward God is the state that I'm meant to be in. And so to repent, yes, turn away from the things that hurt you. Make a good confession this Lent. Tell those who you need to tell that you are sorry. But the challenge is to be turned at all times toward God. And to believe that through this act of repentance and through these simple acts of fasting and repentance that we take on in Lent, those things that we turn away from for these 40 days that may be good in themselves but we might be a little too attached to, that we turn away from them for these 40 days, or we turn away from something we know is bad for us, that to have faith and to really believe that in doing that, God is able to transform something within us. That this is us acting with God, this amazing human power, allowing God's even more amazing power to do something in our lives. That's an act of faith, though. Do you really believe, like in your heart of hearts, that what God wants to do and what he can do is transform something deep within you so you're not the same person when Easter arrives as you were when Lent began? Do you believe that? Do I believe that? That that's the sort of transformation God desires, but he can also bring about not through some massive effort on my part, but through the little things I'm doing. Through the little things, my little sacrifices. I'll give you just this final challenge. Because it's those little things that bring about the fruit that he speaks about. And so I'll give you just this little challenge. And it's just for 1 week. But like most things we're meant to take on during Lent, it's meant to be challenging, but very doable at the same time. That throughout this coming week, to ask yourself throughout the day, am I turned toward God? At the top of every hour that you're awake, just to ask, it's a quick little 5-second check-in. Am I turned toward God? I'll give you an example of what that might look like. You wake up, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You didn't sleep really well, but you're hopeful because things have been going well lately. And as you're thinking about everything that you have coming up in the day, am I turned toward God? Have I given that day to him? Have I made the morning offering to him? God, whatever happens today, I place it in your hands. Am I turned toward him? 10 a.m. You're at work, and Murphy's Law is in full effect. Everything that can go wrong is going wrong. Okay, the stress is building up, and it's only 10 o'clock. You've got a lot of hours left. A check-in, it's 10 o'clock. Am I turned toward God? Am I turned toward God? Are these things that are going wrong dictating my day? Or is God's peace within me dictating it? It doesn't mean at 10 o'clock, oh, I got to fall down on my knees and pray a rosary. No, it's just a quick check-in. Where's my heart at? Is it turned toward God? Or is it focused on these other things? You're at work, you're doing this stuff, but where's your heart turned? Fast forward. 7 p.m. It's been a good evening. You even have a chance to unwind a little bit. But then you're looking and you're like, man, we're already almost through March. And I have so many things I have to get done by the time summer starts. And that anxiety starts building. You're like, summer is 6 weeks away. And you're thinking of all the things you have to do. Am I turned toward God? Meaning, is that just a monologue that's running through my head, me talking to myself? Or maybe it's me talking to my spouse or my friend, and they're half listening, right? Or is it a dialogue in which, okay, I have all these things and it's starting to cause anxiety within me, where I'm not able to enjoy just this moment of rest at the end of the day, but instead my attention is turned to these things causing anxiety? Am I turned toward God? Where's my heart turned? Repentance is keeping ourselves in that state of continually being turned toward God. Because when we do that, that's when he's able to work this transformation within us. And what's this transformation look like? One of the things, one of the fruits that can come out of this is, again, back to that first reading, where we begin to live more like God is. In other words, God is seen in this bush that's on fire without being consumed. It's not being burnt up, but it's on fire. To live in a way, everyone, where we're able throughout our day to be turned toward God, it allows this fruit where you're able in your life to be on fire without becoming burnt out. Without becoming burnt out. So I offer to us this challenge just for this week. At every hour, just that 5-second check-in, am I turned toward God?